The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. We're back with the second hour of the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Robin ain't here. And if you're just joining us, I'm in the studio today at WCBM 680 over here in Pikesville, Maryland. Aaron and I are trying to get this, get our efforts coordinated here. First time we've met, you know, in person. So we're just kind of figuring it out here how to do this in the studio. And it's kind of like homecoming to me a little bit. I mean, I spent 28 years here, almost 30 years, broadcasting from not only this studio, but the other one over in Owings Mills. Aaron has no idea about that studio. I mean, that was a dark, dank little place. Groundhogs running in and out, deer in the backyard, you know, every now and then a snake would get in the building. And, our current traffic director, Penny, was my first producer on the radio show in December of 88. I'd come in, she'd be sleeping on the couch, I'd wake her up, and we'd go do the show from 5 to 7. Yeah, good times. First caller was the late Bert Gelvar, ever, and we had a lot of great callers back in the day, but I sound like one of those old guys reminiscing, you know, but it was a lot of fun. Aaron doesn't know any of that. This all happened before he was born, so... It's all good, folks. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Why am I here today? I'm here because there's an event in Hereford where we're doing deer measuring for bucks, bears, stags. I'm kind of backing up the guys up there, helping with the paperwork and that type of thing. We're going to be measuring some deer. It's the fishing flea market, first one ever by the Electric Bass Anglers. It's at the Hereford Volunteer Fire Department there in Moncton. And you're welcome to join us from 8 till 2. Tackle Box Tim and all the vendors will be there. I think there's like 30-some fishing vendors there, maybe a few more. I don't know. But bring your deer head out. Take it off the wall. Bring it up there. If you think you'd like to make the record book, bring it in. We'll measure it up for you. If it makes the record book, well, we'll get you entered. The entry fee's been discounted from $25 to $20 because you got to pay admission to get into the thing. So if you're a hunter and you like to fish, well, it's time to kick off your fishing season by stopping by and seeing us up there in Hereford today. So 8 to 2, we'll be there. Bring your whitetail, bring your sika deer, bring your black bear skull from Maryland, and get them measured up. Somebody will be more than glad to help you. You'll meet what do I want to call them? Our scoring director, our measuring director, Bob Newton will be there. Our buddy from our closest measure to Baltimore County, Larry Myers, he'll be there. He's from right up there across the Pennsylvania line, about a mile across the line, right up 83. So anybody that wants to meet him and make an appointment with him and get your deer scored at a later date, but we'd like to see you bring some deer heads out. We know a few people are. They've pre-registered. A couple of Electric Bass Angler guys are going to bring theirs, and you know, we message people on our Facebook page all the time. We have over 6,000 followers on our Facebook page, Bucks, Bears, Stags, and they message us all the time for appointments and where you're going to be and that type of thing. So if you're listening from Western Maryland, and I know we have Donna and a few other people up there, Chuck Wilcox will be in Frostburg. He'll be at Mountaintop Maryland Firearms next Saturday, the 11th, We've got a great big bear up there that was found years ago, finally got a tag, which it's now legal to keep a bear skull in Maryland. You just got to have a tag on it. So we got a call from John Sagel, the owner of the shop up there, and he had roughly measured this deer or this bear skull, and it will make the national records, Boone and Crockett. So Chuck is a Boone and Crockett measure, Pope and Young measure. He'll be up there. He can do a few deer, but let the folks up there at Mountaintop Firearms know, or message the Bucks Bear Stags page. Call me, email me, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. We'll try and get you set up to get your deer measured out there in Frostburg. So there you go. For the Outdoors and Radio Show, here's what you do here. You just call here at 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. And what we're giving away this week are tickets, two pairs of tickets for the National Outdoor Show. That's in Dorchester County, Southern Dorchester County, South Dorchester, February 24th and 25th. That's a Friday night, Saturday. That's the World Muskrat Skinning Championships. Bucks, Bear, Stags will be there measuring some of those Eastern Shore deer, Sika deer from the area. And, you know, we even put a Boone and Crockett bear. I don't know if it went in Boone and Crockett. We put our number, at one time, our number three bear in the book from a local resident down there. At one time, the number one bear was taken by a girl from Dorchester County. So we had two top 10 bears taken by hunters in Dorchester County, two Maryland bears. So stop by. Stop by and see us at the Outdoors National Outdoor Show, February 24th, 25th. That's our next measuring event. So bucksbearstags.com is where you'll find all the information. Hit the Request a Measure button, fill out the form, and we'll get back to you. So there you go. So, somebody hit the form last night. I saw it this morning while I was getting ready for the show here before I left the house. You know, it's easier to talk to callers than just chat it up. You know what I mean? Hey, you know what? I got called on something. I got called on something last week. A guy sent me an email. He said I use "got it" too much when I'm talking to people. He was very, very vociferous about it. Also got a call and email about the American Model Conservation. You know, I said last week hikers, bikers, backpackers, kayakers, and bird watchers contribute very little to conservation. And then, of course, everybody got defensive. Well, I contribute to this and I contribute to that. And, okay, that's fine. But I contribute every time I buy a bullet, every time I buy a gun, every time I buy a scope, every time I buy an arrow or a crossbow bolt or a bow or archery equipment or firearms or ammunition. I contribute to conservation. 11% of that purchase is taken out before I even see that product. Sent to the IRS by the manufacturer on a quarterly basis, okay? And the money is then put in a fund, the Wildlife Restoration Fund for animals, and the Sport Fish Restoration Fund for fish, and that's fishing tackle, boat, motor fuel, and so forth. That's all added to the price before you even see it. The American Model Conservation. At the end of the day, it comes back to the states based on a number of factors, including the price of their hunting licenses and things like that. Maryland is woefully behind. We've left $100 million on the table in the last 34 years because of the price of our hunting licenses. So Senate Bill 327 this year is going to raise the price of our hunting licenses. But there's some other benefits, too. That bill includes the Sunday waterfowl hunting. It includes a fund to be set up for education and outreach. It includes a Sika deer stamp for residents and non-residents, and much more. So take a look at Senate Bill 327. There'll be an article coming out in the Maryland Hunting Quarterly about that with some links and so forth. You can check it out. And that's where we are. I'm tired. I hunted yesterday. I was up early yesterday, drove to Dorchester County, came home last night, got something to drink because I can't eat anything. If you're just hearing about it, I had a lot of dental work done, and I haven't eaten any solid food since Tuesday. So been eating soup and that type of thing that I can just, you know, drink, basically. up at 2 this morning, a little after 2, to get here by 4:30, quarter to 5, to do the show from the station. So it's been a lot of lack of sleep here the last few days. But self-inflicted, as I said to Robin, it's self-inflicted. You know, I chose to do this and chose to make this our part of my profession. So anyway, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Giving away those tickets, all you got to do is call in, leave your number, go on the air with me, say I want to win the tickets, and you're in the contest. We'll be cutting that off in about 15, 20 minutes or so, Aaron, and we'll put everybody's name in a hat and draw a couple names out. You all right with that? Good. Glad
sounds
to hear
good.
That. Yeah, that sounds good. All right. Hey, I was looking at these brochures from Enviro for the pellet stoves and inserts. I was looking at the wood inserts and fireplaces from Regency. Some of the pellet stoves are really, really nice. They go from 30,000 BTUs up to 55,000 BTUs. The wood stoves go from, about 50 to 78,000 BTUs. I mean, you can heat 1,000 to 2,000 square feet with some of these stoves. And all of them are available at Backyard Billy's. Pellet and wood stoves available, whether they're freestanding, whether they're inserts. If you got that fireplace, that beautiful hole in the wall that's surrounded by bricks and it looks really pretty there, and you don't use it, why don't you put something in there? Why don't you put a wood burning fireplace insert in there, or a pellet stove insert in there, or even a gas fireplace insert like Robin and I did. Hearth America Backyard Billy's on Kent Island, the premier fireplace stove and hearth dealer in the region. Now, we selected an Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert. The same company, Enviro, makes those pellet stoves. And then the other company that they handle is Regency. They're the ones that carry the freestanding and the wood stove inserts. So why not? You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom soon just to get ready. Visit BackyardBillies.com, the Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500. That's Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, coming from the bridge. That's Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace, that's for sure. Hey, welcome to the 76th National Outdoor Show, Friday and Saturday, February 24th and 25th. At 3485 Golden Hill Road, that's a little K-8 school down there in Church Creek. Admission is only $8 for adults, $4 per child. Home of the World Muskrat Skinning Championship. Hey, you're now in muskrat country, the heartland of sportsmen, trappers, watermen, and wildlife. We're proud to show you the best that comes from our boot-sucking marshes and the flowing water that surrounds them. Most of all, we hope to share the unique spirit and character of our hardworking people, who keep one foot in a technologically savvy world and the other stuck deep in our traditional old-school ways. Weekend of fun for the whole family, entertaining contests and educational exhibits, leisurely shopping for all, savor local seafood delicacies, muskrat cooked the old-fashioned way. Enjoy the heartland of Maryland, Dorchester County. It's Friday and Saturday, February 24th and 25th, 2023. See you at the 76th National Outdoor Show. Website, visit nationaloutdoorshow.org. Hey, Clyde's Sports Shop, folks. Look. Maybe you want to do some late waterfowl hunting. Maybe your shotgun isn't up to what you want it to be up to. Why not check out the A5 from Browning, the most reliable, fastest cycling, best balanced, and softest shooting recoil operated autoloader on the planet. Now comes in vintage tan camo. Yeah, the old splotchy camo back in the old days. You'll find one of those jackets in an old duck hunter's house somewhere before the advent of all this modern stuff. Yep, the old, three flavors of brown. Yep, comes in that pattern, that's for sure. Recoil operated, kinematic drive, humpback receiver, ergonomically balanced, fiber optic front sight, autoloader shotgun with 100,000 round or 5-year guarantee. That's the A5 vintage camo. You'll see that in all the fine Browning firearms at Clyde Sports Shop, your full line Browning dealer, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. Phone number 410 242-6108, ClydeSports.com, ClydeSfishingGear.com. For firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting, it's Clyde Sports Shop. We'll be right back.
The Great American Outdoor Show is the world's largest outdoor sports show. February 4th through the 12th in Harrisburg. 1,000 exhibitors and manufacturers. More than 200 expert demos and seminars. 400 hunting and fishing outfitters. Plus events and entertainment for the whole family, including an NRA country concert featuring Brantley Gilbert and Jacob Bryant. It's hunting, fishing, and everything outdoors. Tickets on sale now at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray on Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray on Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex Fleet Services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Born on a mountaintop in Tennessee, greenest state in the land of the free. Raised in the woods so he knew every tree. Killed him a bar when he was only three. Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier.
All right, we got a lot of callers lined up. We got Lee and Towson. Let's talk to Lee, then Rick, then Mike, then Dale. Good morning, Lee. How are you, buddy?
Yeah, good morning. I did get out for the primitive arms with a...
Good.
I used my 58 caliber Zoo-Off.
Then that'll knock them out.
The best thing was I used lamb balls that I had molded probably when I was about 18 years old. I made a big bag of it.
Yeah.
I haven't put much of a dent in that bag, but it's fun to hunt with that particular...
It is.
...snapping ball with the iron sights.
Yep.
And, you know, that was my go-to gun for this entire muzzleloader season. And primitive, hunted Wednesday with deer coming in at last light and where I, you know, no longer could even make them out.
Yeah.
I knew they were there. I had corn out. Went out again Thursday, and this is the afternoon at 3 o'clock. 3:30, I had a big, a medium-sized doe come in, dropped that deer right in its tracks with a neck shot.
And the 58 caliber Zoo-Off? I guess you did.
Yeah.
I guess you did. He could have hit it in the ear and flipped it over on its back.
No,
oh, my gosh. Yeah.
It packs a punch.
Yeah.
With some, you know, the right caliber of a...
Yeah. How many grains of powder?
Let's see. That would be 90 and About 120 grains.
Woo! That's a lot.
Yeah,
that's a lot pushing that ball, that's for sure, yeah.
Yeah, it works. It actually, not necessarily, if I hit it, I don't get a pass-through all the time.
And that's amazing, yeah.
And you get, with the round ball, you don't get a necessarily a good blood trail, depending on where the hit.
That's also true. But that thing, that when that thing hits, it expands to like the size of a half dollar, you know. So.
I've seen them flatten out to yes, where you think it's, where's the round ball?
Yeah,
just, yep. There's nothing there.
Yep. So.
So, about 5:15 or so, I got my bachelor group came in. One of them was a call deer that we've been wanting to, you know,
yeah.
It was in the season and shot it.
Nice.
And this thing runs. I'm like, oh my golly, it's going down into our stream, down the ravine, down where my daughter's deer went.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God. So I call my son, pickup truck arrives to come help me get my deer. I'd already gotten a little deer out. And he asked, let's, you know, get on the blood trail. I said, Eddie, it went down the hill to the left somewhere, down to the stream. Alan, it went completely the other direction, stayed on our fire trail, and literally died 20 feet from our fire trail. But I was amazed of where you think you can hear it. I heard it crash to where it actually was.
Yep. Yeah, they're amazing. They are amazing when they do that.
Well, I thought it crashed, but
gotcha. Hey, Lee, thanks for the story. Will we see you today?
Yes, you will.
All right, buddy. We'll talk later there. I appreciate you sharing that. Congratulations, by the way.
Okay.
All right, buddy. Take care.
See you then.
Rick in Baltimore. Good morning, Rick. How are you?
I'm fine. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Doing well. What's up?
I'm working today. Listening to the show. Forgot to call, get in.
Okay.
And tomorrow I'm going to take the grandson and do a little trout fishing.
Oh, man, that's great. Good luck. Where are you headed?
Well, if you look at the DNR website, they got places that they've been stocking.
Yes, they do.
So I got one that they recently stocked. It's close by, and hopefully we'll do good tomorrow. If not, I'm sure we'll have a good time.
You'll have a good time. How old's your grandson?
He's 10.
Oh, right. Yeah. Well, ours is 3, so I think maybe this will be the first year.
Yeah, it's coming up. The fun begins soon.
Yes, it does. You're not kidding. All right.
That's all. I know you got a lot of callers. Thank you.
Thanks, Rick. I appreciate that. Good luck tomorrow.
Thanks, sir.
All righty. Let's see. Mike in Baltimore. Good morning, Mike. Mike in Baltimore.
I'm here.
Okay. It's your turn.
Okay. I'm calling about the organization called 2amaryland.com. Are you familiar with that?
I am. Yep. John Jocelyn.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
He's got his thought. We recommend everybody sign up for the email from John Jocelyn when it comes to gun bills.
Well, that's why I'm calling. I'm going to urge your listeners to log on to that website and to follow the gun bills because...
Isn't it 2amaryland.org? Is it org or com?
Oh, I'm sorry. It is .org.
Yep.
Did I say?
That's
I'm
right.
Sorry.
Yep. And sign up for the newsletter. I get them all the time.
Yes, yes. And get on the email list and stay abreast of what's going on and contact your legislators. And I mean, as you mentioned early on, they use the excuse public safety.
Yeah, they do.
Well, you could turn that around and say for public safety, everybody ought to be armed.
I agree 100%.
So,
yep.
That's it.
Because the criminals don't pay any attention to the restrictive gun laws that most of these states have. Take a look at the mass shootings in California.
Yes. Absolutely.
Two days in a row, I think, or you know, within 3 days, 2 mass shootings. But yeah. I didn't care. So,
right.
All right, buddy.
Well, anyway, that's all I wanted to say.
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
Have a good one. Bye bye.
You too.
There goes Mike. Keith in Jessup, and then Dale in Easton. Good morning, Keith. How are you?
I'm very good. I just wanted to. I'm from Tennessee.
Okay.
So I live in Jessup, right?
Right.
So I wanted to just congratulate you on the Tennessee
bumper music. Davy Crockett,
yeah,
King of the Wild Frontier.
Call it, right?
So, yeah.
So I'll give you a long story short. when I was in, I'm 59 years old,
right.
Pushing 60, right?
Right.
And when I was 30 years old, I got involved with a man by the name of Dahl Elmer Thompson. And now, Dahl, I'm going to tell you, this is a fishing story, right? So when the trout fly came out, Dahl invented the trout fly in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Okay.
And you can Google it and check it out.
What's his name? What's his name?
Dahl Thompson. D-O-L-L, Dahl Thompson.
Okay.
He started flying ties in his garage for trout.
Okay.
And he sold the corporation. Oh, man, he grew it, and he sold it to Brunswick Corporation.
Well, everybody had a Dahl fly tying kit when they were a kid growing up. I did.
Well, Dahl Thompson's the one that, and he was actually putting them together in his garage.
That's crazy.
I met him, and I worked with him for 2 years.
Okay.
We were on a different project after
right.
he sold out.
Right.
And he sold out for millions and millions of dollars.
I'm sure.
And but he was the original person of the flying tie for trout fishing.
Yeah. Yep. He's the inventor of the Dahl fly fishing lure. He died in 2008.
Yep.
Yep. And everybody had a Dahl fly tying kit when they were a kid.
Yep.
So
you're absolutely right.
All right. Hey, buddy, appreciate the call there, Keith. Give us a call back anytime.
I worked with him for 2 years, and he was an outstanding man. He would float down the Holston River, and he just loved to fish.
Yeah. Sounds wonderful, man. You take care, Keith. We'll get back to you. You know, give us a call here anytime, okay?
Amen, bro.
Thank you, buddy. Bye-bye. Dale in Easton. Good morning, Dale. How are you, sir?
Good morning. I hope you feel a little bit better.
Boy, this is tough, but I'll make it through. Yep.
Yeah. How's the boss feeling?
Fair. Fair, yeah. Fair, fair, fair. Yep.
Now, with respect to the hunting license increase, any idea of dollars and cents what they're talking about?
I did not read the bill. I have the the assessment of it, the breakdown. I think we're going from 24 to 36, 2450 to 36. It's not that horrible.
Okay. Well, what about the various stamps and all?
The stamps, I believe the stamps will remain the same. I'm not sure about that. The sick of deer stamp is probably going to be 10 and 25 for residents and non-residents. These are just numbers I heard bandied about in conversation, not what's in the bill. And I'm sure this is all going to get debated, okay?
I was going to say, what do you think in terms of chances?
We need it. I mean,
I know we need it, but chances of success, you know how the
general
asylum is.
I think it'll pass in the Senate. I think if it passes in the Senate, it'll likely go through in the House.
Okay.
Yep.
Right.
Senator Astle's young, the lady that took his place is pro-hunting, very pro-hunting.
Wow.
Yeah, no question. The sponsor of the bill, she was urging sponsors on both sides of the aisle to get behind it. So we're pretty impressed.
Any idea when it's going to come to the floor?
I do not know. I'll keep my eye on it though. So.
What committees does it have to?
That'd be environmental. You know, basically same one that all.
Who are the committee chairs on those? Any idea?
Dale, I've been out of it so long and things have changed so much, I do not know. I don't know who
they are. Yeah, because I know you've got some people who would know
and I'm not the guy
from another. Oh,
that's true. I'm not the guy to ask on the politics stuff anymore. You know?
Yeah, okay.
I mean, I serve my time.
you fought the battle, so you've retired, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. It'd be nice if we could.
We'll probably get a guest on. We'll get somebody involved in it. We'll get a guest on here shortly before training
happens. That'd be good to get an idea at least what kind of chances there is.
Yep. So
nobody proposed an increase in fishing license, did they?
Not yet. Not yet. So
be interesting to see if that would come forth.
Well,
all right.
One step at a time, I guess.
I guess, Alan. All right. Well, hope you feel better.
Hey, man, I appreciate that. Thank you.
It's, right.
Like
we'll
I said, talk. It's yeah, I'm sure we will. I can drink coffee. I don't know if I can't eat a bagel, but I can drink coffee.
I was going to say, what about a bagel?
Bagel in a blender.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Well, Robin's making me some soup.
Oh, good.
Yeah, she's making me the, what is it, the Senate ham and bean soup.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Better than a good bowl of beans with a nice big piece of ham in it this time of the year.
Yeah, well, it will be a ham and bean smoothie.
There you go.
Yep. So, all right, buddy, appreciate it.
Take care.
Thanks, Dale. Bye-bye.
We'll talk.
Yep.
Thanks, Alan.
Bye-bye. There he goes. And our other partner in crime, Mr. Rudy, we just heard from him via text, and it was a very, very succinct and to the point. Aaron, listen to this one. This month we observe two traditions, Groundhog Day and the State of the Union Address. One involves a meaningless ritual in which a creature of limited intelligence makes prognostications which are often incorrect. The other one involves a groundhog. So, a fair assessment there. Rudy. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. We got to talk about some of our sponsors, that's for sure. Hey, the National Outdoor Show. Welcome to the 76th National Outdoor Show. 76th! Coming back after 2 years off because of COVID. Friday and Saturday, Feb 24 and 25, February 24th, 25th. 3485 Golden Hill Road, the K-8 school right there in Church Creek. $8 for adults, $4 per child. Home of the World Muskrat Skinning Championship. You're now in muskrat country. The heartland of sportsmen, trappers, watermen, and wildlife. We are proud to show you the best that comes from our boot-sucking marshes and the flowing water that surrounds them. Most of all, we hope to share the unique spirit and character of our hard-working people who keep one foot in a technologically savvy world and the other stuck deep in our traditional old school ways. Weekend of fun for the whole family, entertaining contests, educational exhibits, leisurely shopping for all. Savor the local seafood delicacies of muskrat cooked the old-fashioned way. Enjoy the heartland of Maryland, Dorchester County. It's Friday and Saturday, February 24th and 25th, 2023. See you at the 76th National Outdoor Show. Visit nationaloutdoorshow.org. Let's see what else I have to say here. Oh, yeah, our friends at Spurry's Tire Service. Absolutely want to talk about Spurry's. My good old light came on this morning, my sensor on my tire, and I just kept driving and didn't worry too much about it because I knew it's only a product of the cold weather. So, Spurry's Tire, you didn't get the call from me today, but you'll get the calls from everybody else today when their sensor comes on. Spurry's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50. That's in Easton. That's where the locals in my neighborhood get their tires and auto service work done. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin, Yokohama, and others, Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any make, any model. Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard or your farmyard. From garden tractors to farm tractors, lawn mowers, wheelbarrows, and all the farm equipment, too. Tire repair, full-service automotive repair, including checking, diagnosing, and repairing your vehicle when that check engine light comes on, 24-hour truck service, and more has kept Spurry's customers, including me, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires. I misread that. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires. No appointment. Or call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton at 410-822-7384. Visit their website, SpurriesTire.com, 410-822-7384 for Spurry's Tire. We'll be right back.
We know it's hard to see everything the Great American Outdoor Show has to offer in just one day. So take advantage of our ticket specials. Our afternoon ticket, good Monday through Thursday, gets you in anytime after 3 p.m. for just $8. Then don't forget to bounce back on Sunday, February 12th for free. Bring the stub of a regular price ticket from any previous day of the 2023 Great American Outdoor Show and get in for free. Explore the world's largest outdoor sports show and see all of our great ticket special offers at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Put another log on fire. Cook me up some bacon and some beans, and go out to the car and change the tire. Wash my socks and sew my old blue jeans. Come on, baby, you can fill my pipe, and then go fetch my slippers and boil me up another pot of tea. Then put another log on the fire, babe, and come and tell me why you're leaving me.
All right, we're back. Let's see. Put everybody's name in the hat. There wasn't that many names. First two out of the hat were Mike in Rosedale and Glenn Schultz in Chestertown. So there you go. We'll be calling you guys, getting your address, and sending you a pair of tickets for the National Outdoor Show coming up in the end of February, Friday and Saturday, the 24th and 25th. So congratulations, Mike and Glenn. How about that? Glenn's pretty lucky on this show from time to time. How about that? All right. It's just random, folks. That's all we do, right? All right. What do we want to talk about here? Let's see. No callers. How about giving us a call, 410-WCBM-680. I'll tell you what. We'll leave everybody's name that called in on the list for the tickets for next week. So, Lee, you're in, and Rick, you're in for next week as well. And we will be more than glad to continue on with that. 410-922-6680. If you want to call in, get your name in for tickets for next week, we can do that. You got another sheet there, Aaron? Good man, good man. Yeah, I'll give you this back. You can put Lee and Rick on there, and I'll give this back to me, and I'll give these guys a call to get their address. So, and if you're listening, Mike in Rosedale, and can text, you want to text me your address, that'd be great. We can do that. Shout out to John B. He always texts us early on. Thank you, John. I appreciate that. And our buddy Joe, who sends us jokes all the time and keeps us up to date on what's happening in the Annapolis Capitol and commentary, running commentary on that. John Jocelyn in 2A Maryland was mentioned this morning. I did get a email from them, a legislative report yesterday, I guess. So there's been a lot of movement on the gun bills as far as his newsletter is concerned. So you know, bus trips are being booked for the gun bill day, Senate gun bill hearings in the on Tuesday, February 7th, coming up. So if you want to get involved, Tuesday is the date. Do sign up for the 2A Maryland newsletter. Go to their website, 2amaryland.org, and you'll see all the details on all that. So let's talk to Mark in Delaware. Morning, Mark. Hey, Mark.
How are you?
I'm all right. How about you?
Yeah, well, it's nice that you can say that. I hope you feel better.
Well, you know, it's, I get down, but I'm pretty tough. I get through it, and, you know, I will get through it. Yeah, I'm operating in a lot of pain right now. You know, dental surgery, you know, 10 teeth in one day extracted is not a gentle process, so.
No, and I think it's because proximity to the brain. The pain is so direct, so sharp in the oral cavity.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That's true.
It's,
that is true.
Wish I knew what to advise you, but I don't know a thing.
It's all right. It's all right. And I left home without the Tylenol and the Motrin, so I'll stop somewhere and grab some of that on the way. So.
Well, look on the bright side. You won't have to remember to do it.
That's true. That's true. I don't think I should be drinking coffee either. I think that probably the caffeine is not the best for me, but you know what? I like coffee, so.
Yeah, you and me both. It's a major food group.
It is. It is, absolutely. I did drink a V8 on the way in here. I've been drinking protein shakes. You got to watch protein shakes, though, because they got a lot of sugar in them. So,
yeah. And sugar is a real problem when it hits a nerve.
That's true. That's true. Yep. So, but I've had tomato juice, and I've had some soups from Panera Bread, which are pretty good. A chicken and rice, and another cream of broccoli. That was pretty good. So, Robert got me some of that stuff. The turkey chili, couldn't do that. Couldn't do the turkey chili. Couldn't get it to work. So, but you know, that's what I'm at. That's what I'm doing. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, we had an experience this week.
Don't tell me.
In the middle of the day, we had 6 deer about 20 feet behind the house, maybe 15.
Wow. Cool.
Yeah. No horns. Nothing. Yeah, they were eating birdseed off the ground, and one was eating birdseed directly from the feeder.
Yep. Yep. They do that. I've seen them do that. That's they got to get their nutrition somewhere, and it's all browses this type of year. You know, the corn is okay to bait them in, but stop giving them corn now that the deer season's over. You're not helping them. Their stomachs aren't set up for it. They're set up for browse this time of year, and I will say the people who supplement deer with things like corn and hay and that type of thing, you're not doing them any good because they're not set up for it. They can't digest some of that stuff. And a steady diet of corn can lead to a disease called acidosis, which will actually fatally impact the deer because they can't digest the corn. Their stomach will be full of corn that they can't digest. So they lose weight. They lose control. It's not a nice thing to see. So.
Goodness.
Yep. Yep. They're a very complex creature. You know,
yeah, they are.
Yeah, they're ruminants, just like cattle are. You know, they chew the cud and that type of thing. But it's a browse type of feeding this time of year. The agriculture crops are done. Most of the mast crops are done, so they have to go chew on the little buds and tips of limbs and, you know, branches and that type of thing. That's what they do. That's what they eat. That's who they are. So just don't try to help them. You know what I mean?
So, should we hold back on the bird seed?
No, the bird seed won't affect them. That's a whole different. That's a whole different thing than corn. So.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yep. Now, I mean the little birds. You know, you see a whole flock of little birds come in, and that's what they're banging out the little seeds and stuff. And you know, it's pretty cool to watch when you see a whole mixed flight of birds coming in with cardinals and titmice and creepers and wrens and sparrows and bluebirds all in the same flock, and they're all doing the same thing. They're all picking through the forest floor trying to come up with different seeds and that type of thing. So
yeah, a couple of woodpeckers or
they throw away
almost all the seed.
That's true.
Just want to pick out the sunflower seed.
Yep, Yeah, the woodpeckers. I had a beautiful red-bellied woodpecker yesterday pounding on a pine tree right next to the stand where I was. And when he went down to the far feeder, I could see him on a tree down there, and the sun just hit him beautifully. It was such a beautiful golden orange, you know, the patch on their head, which is red. It was a gorgeous orange, and I thought, what kind of woodpecker is that? And it was just a red belly, but the way the sun hit the feathers just gave it a gorgeous, gorgeous glow. So
I wonder if they're like hummingbirds, where I've read they don't actually have colors. It's something to do with the way the sunlight scatters because of oil or something.
Could be. I'd have to read up on that.
And it's not actually a colored feather.
Huh.
It's just the way it looks in the light.
Okay. All right. Well, I've never seen one after dark.
Yeah.
So I don't know. So I have no idea.
Yeah.
Yep. So the ones that get me are the wood ducks when the corn feeder goes off, you know, and it's, they run back and forth. They get up on the platform. They run back and forth. They gather up as much as they can. They swim into the feeder because they're all in the marsh. They're all in the water, you know. They all sit there and then they flap their wings and they peck each other. It's just entertaining to watch.
Yeah, it is.
So. All right, buddy. Appreciate the call.
Yeah, I hope you get through the week okay, and I hope it feels better as well.
Yep, I'll be fine. I'll be hopefully on the road this week and doing a little work. So,
by the way, your diction is excellent.
My diction, thank you very much. I appreciate that. It's difficult. It's difficult. So.
Well, if I didn't know, I wouldn't know.
All right, man. Sounds good. Hey, Kevin.
Okay.
All right, buddy. Thank you so much.
You take care.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate the tip. I will check in that on that supplement that you sent me a picture of. I'll check that at the next time I hit the store. Okay? All right. We got a little break to get in, don't we? We do. I got to talk about Clyde Sports Shop. I've only talked about two shotguns. You know, they do have high-powered. Browning does manufacture a gorgeous high-powered rifle called the X-Bolt. Now there's a new series of X-Bolt Pro that you can see at Clyde Sports Shop. These are gorgeous firearms. Different camos, Cerakote barrels, threaded barrels for suppressors or muzzle brakes or whatever. And Clyde's has quite a selection. There's like a half dozen of different X-Bolt Pros in all calibers and different weights. You know, mountain rifles are light, and then there's the McMillan, which is extended range, you know, that's your 6.5 Creedmoor and the long range cartridges and things like that. But the X-Bolt is built for big game hunting. It's a bolt action rifle, of course. It comes with a detachable magazine, a short throw bolt, and you can see that and all the other fine Browning firearms at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. That's just off Beltway exit number 9. 410-242-6108, ClydesFishingGear.com or ClydeSports.com. Either website will work. Firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting. It's Clyde Sports Shop. Backyard Billy's. You know, spring's right around the corner. Backyard Billy's has a tremendous selection of things for your backyard. That's why they're called Backyard Billy's. Tables and chairs, the selection and the colors are just amazing, absolutely amazing. You need to stop by there. When you walk in, you go, man, that octagon shaped table is pretty nice. Or you walk in, you go, hey man, look at those Adirondack chairs with the crabs on them or the heron on them. Look at the Adirondack chairs that rock and tilt and do all that stuff. Well, that's on the outside, and it's all available in Backyard Billy's backyard. There's also storage sheds. There's also gym sets and tiki bars and that type of thing, with free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches, Mark. Inside Backyard Billy's showroom, you can check out the barbecue grills by Traeger, Big Green Egg, Kamado Joe, and now the new one called Memphis. And there's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings and freestanding deck umbrellas and everything you need for outside. So there it is, BackyardBillies.com, 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44, Graysonville. They're open today and tomorrow. Your backyard is going to look just great. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your Linex bedliner installed at Catonsville Linex, just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins, 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, folks, let's talk to Mason in wherever. Mason, where are you from, buddy?
Hello.
Yeah, Mason, where are you from?
I'm in Easton.
Oh, Easton, okay. Park. Yeah, got it. What can we do for you?
We live here in Hyde Park, and we got some fields and walking paths for dogs and everything like that. And this guy told me, said there's a deer dead in the stream back there.
Okay.
And I went back and looked, and I called DNR, and I couldn't get hold of anybody.
Yeah.
Because I listened to your show a couple weeks ago, and you were talking about that there's some disease. And,
yeah.
Yeah, you know, maybe he was shot at a turn.
Either one. Yep, could be either one, buddy. So.
And so I just didn't know if somebody wanted to pick it up.
Nah.
But I can't get a hold of anybody. Do you have a number that I should call?
I don't at this moment because we're out of time. Did you leave your number? Aaron can get your number. Hold on.
Okay.
All right, everybody, get out, stay safe, stay warm. See you next week.